that Jesus walked on.
Podcast.
Dirty Water Podcast.
Saggy titties.
Nothing wrong with the saggy titties.
TikTok.
Ain't nothing wrong with the saggy titties.
Nothing wrong with the saggy titties, man.
What's the list?
You into saggy titties?
Listen, I'm in the naturalness. You know what I mean? You got a little gravity on them titties. I appreciate it. Probably mean you was big and got little, or you was little and got big. I mean, bring that gravity here.
I don't think I'm into the saggy titties.
Listen, you ain't got to. I mean, you ain't got to be 80 year old saggy.
You want the saggy titties in the belly, or you just want the saggy titties?
Saggy titties in the belly.
The saggy titties and the stretch marks.
Ain't nothing wrong with stretch marks.
I'm just saying. I'm asking you.
No wrong with stretch marks. I'm talking about the belly and the saggy titties. Some girl got the saggy titties in the belly
and the belly
with the stretch marks
and the saddlebags. Listen. Depending on what type of night I'm having.
Well, if you got that dirty water in your system.
Listen, the ratio, you know what I mean?
Them titties be swinging like them Tic Tacs.
What?
Click-clacks.
Click-clacks, I'm sorry.
In the therapist's office, you know, yeah. The metal balls that be click-clack. When you hit one end, it's right, like right. Five of them.
Right,
you know,
right.
That's what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
Click-clack.
Shout out to the natural ladies out there.
Them titties.
Nothing wrong with
Moses.
That.
Saggy titties.
I mean, little
wrong with saggy titties.
Little cellulite. Ain't nothing wrong with a little cellulite.
I'm not mad at the cellulite or
something to grab.
No, I'm not into saggy titties.
Listen, I
want a little
so you
toned
want
up.
Fake titties?
I want a little toned up.
After a while, it gets saggy. Man.
A little toned up. That's all.
Yeah, all the
they
saggy.
Had them perky all the time.
I like them perky.
They was perky before
I
they
like
got
them
saggy.
Perky, though.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little perky.
They're perky
too.
As well.
They was perky before they got saggy. Now, I don't think they were just saggy all the time.
Are you sure?
Someone was just saggy.
Well, if you was big your whole life, they was saggy the whole time.
Not everybody look good with saggy titties.
They got some big girls with perky titties.
I ain't talking about them snot titties.
They young.
Like dribbling snot titties and like, you know what I'm saying, just hanging.
Okay.
Fucking nibble on it right there.
Okay.
Like a knuckle at the end.
Okay.
Like knuckles just swinging. Get them tube socks out of here.
All right, this is a different way we're starting this podcast today. So listen, this is a Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lex.
Moses.
Dave B.
And listen, this
got
is
got saggy titties. You holler at me, man. They give y'all a bad name. I fucks with y'all. Yeah, you know
who's that? What
you
mean?
I'm talking about the bad saggy titties. Nothing wrong.
Bad.
Don't be ashamed of your titties. Nobody ashamed of your titties.
Right, man.
You like the big booty or the flat ass?
Come on, nobody likes flat asses.
What?
No.
I don't think they make any more pancake asses no more.
No, I think the white boys boys like
chicken.
The flat asses though.
Straight ironing board.
I think the white boys like the flat asses. They
from
like
the
skinniness.
That chicken,
no meat nowhere.
Shout out to the little booties, man. I like the little booties too.
Beyond
we
meat.
Got little booties.
Beyond booty. Yo, sure they ain't got no ass. That's beyond booty. Holy shit. Where is your ass? Beyond booty. That means that ass is not real.
Tripping out when you see a girl trying to twerk, she ain't got no ass.
You see how the heat do there? Yeah, that's some shit. You fuck the heat up.
That heat is fucking hot, niggas. Fucking boxed out. All right,
come on.
Whatever. So, shout out to my neighbors, because I think the neighbors think I'm smoking dope.
They think you smoking dope. They
know
neighbors smoking.
Nah.
Yes, they do. What do you mean? They smell it.
They smell it, but I don't think they know it's me.
They just think it's a plant just lighting up every time.
No, what it is the
it's
way...
It's in the air.
The way it's set up, because the other night, I was just in my backyard minding my business like I normally do, drinking my alkaline water, and I want to go outside and smoke some sour, which is cool.
Water.
So I go outside, smoke some sour, cool, and then my neighbors, which is across from me, whatever, cool.
Behind you.
Yeah, which is across. in the backyard. In the backyard. There you go. So I hear them start talking and shit, and it was like, yeah, they must have that Cheech and Chong shit going on over there. And I was like, oh, shit. They talking about me, but but I don't think they can see me, though. I don't think they know exactly where it's coming
from.
Sound
niggas want to have a party,
it could
too.
It could be the next door. It could be, because, you know, there's two houses beside them. So it could be them two. It could be me, or it could be the two beside me, because we directly behind each other.
Sound like you want in on the party.
You think he want in on the
you
party?
You just want in on the party.
You think? He's I'm not letting him in on the party. Just not. I'm not letting him in on the party.
He wanted to be like, oh, this was fine.
Yeah, see, that's what I was like.
He wanted to be like, oh boy, over ha ha with the plant. Do you got any more of this stuff, man? Been taking care of it. I don't know what happened to it.
Nah, I'm with Dave though. As long as he ain't snitching, I don't want those problems.
I got a good old neighbor that like to smell some good weed in the air. And I know he likes to smell good weed in the air, because whenever I come outside, he comes outside. So I know for a fact he's just getting a good sniff and enjoying his day. I'm just happy to help him get a good sniff.
Right.
That might just make his day. He's just like, oh, shit, I feel it. Yes, that's good. I'm going
that's
in.
That.
You go in there, watch a movie and shit, come back out. Oh, we're still out there. Oh, there you go.
The funny thing about this neighbor is, though, he had to cut a tree down before it so it wouldn't hit my house one when one of them hurricanes hit. So he done came to visit. I haven't spoken to him. My wife spoke to him, but you know what I'm saying? It was like, oh, I'm going to take care of that tree that looks like it's about to fall. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he wanted to see you. That's what he really wanted.
Hey, yeah, you know what I mean? That was prior, but I think Hurricane Matthew some shit. But so now he on some, I hear him in the back like, yeah, I smell that Cheech and Chong shit around
You got
there.
Any of those different cigarettes?
Different cigarettes is fucking funny as hell, nigga.
What?
Yeah, some
get the fuck out of here.
Different cigarettes.
Some devil's lettuce.
Got some of that green cigarettes.
Should I address it? Should I go over there and tell him?
Never for what?
I'm just making sure I'm good. I'm with you, Dave. I don't want him snitching on me. I don't want him snitching on me.
You just cancel it.
How they gonna know what's coming from your backyard?
Yeah. I'm hoping he knows.
Your cops come to your door telling you, nigga, beat it, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
Yo, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of it.
Unless he got some binoculars.
I own my shit. So I'm like, yeah, listen. Yeah, I was doing that. That's cool. I can say that. Right?
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Did it.
Yeah, that's cool. And shout out to my neighbors. Mm-hmm. Even though.
And them niggas probably renting. Fuck them niggas.
I don't think he rent. I had another neighbor.
I was trying to shit on him. You couldn't
nah, but I had another neighbor that was renting trying to say some other bullshit. But we fuck all that.
He was going to get him a nice shout out.
No.
Fuck wrong with you.
Not at all.
Nah, you ain't written. You ain't.
All right, like, come on.
All right, so me and the family, you know I like to do my family movies. You know what I mean? Coach Carter. Do y'all remember Coach Carter? You ever seen Coach Carter? Samuel L. Jackson?
A little bit. It's been a long time since I've seen a lot of fuss.
All right.
And it's the kids right, though.
Yeah, it was based on a true story.
Yeah, I'm sure he was yelling or something.
He was definitely yelling.
Moving the kids.
He was definitely showing discipline.
Mind you, Sunset Park.
He was definitely giving out 1,000 push-ups. Like,
you ever seen that? Sunset Park?
Of course. Nah, hell no.
I just want to see you pay attention.
No, but do you think that?
No.
Okay.
Fuck out of here.
So Coach Carter, right? His son could have went to a high in school, play basketball, whatever.
Yeah.
He said, no, I want to come play with you in the hood.
Yeah.
I want to play for you in the hood, right?
Yes.
You got to abide by these rules too. Let's do it. What? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
No, I'm just saying, let's do it. Like, would you push your son that hard, Moses? 1,000 push-ups. 1,500 suicides. You know what suicides and all that shit, right?
When he signed up for that, he knew it was going to be harder. Because you got to think, like, every time they look at him, they go, like, oh, he's taking these because that's his son.
Right.
So you let niggas know, like, shit, I don't want to be him. Then they got it worse. You see what I'm saying? So it makes him, if he can go hard, I should go harder. So it's just like a mental thing.
Mm.
So it was a good a plan. You know what I'm saying? Someone to go with him. He could have went somewhere else. That's the thing. You want that real talent.
But his son was like, "Nah, I want to fuck with you. I want to play for you."
That's what I'm saying. He could have went somewhere else, right?
Well, he was already somewhere else. He said, "Nah, I'm gonna come through here and I'm gonna fuck with you."
Out of that shit. Get tired of niggas. Oh yeah, that's good. That's good. Ain't what the fuck.
But what was so crazy about it was because he was so preppy, so high end or whatever, right? So when he came to that school, the dude.
Yeah, because where he was at.
But my thing is, why do the dudes from the hood treat the dudes that could be from a little bit upper class and
it treat them like
and y'all still black though?
I think it might seem like that, but
work together.
It really does. It goes on both ways. But sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it goes on both ways.
It's all about understanding, man. People don't understand other people with privilege. So you just gotta talk to somebody. That's all. That's life, my nigga. Don't why people treat people like,
yeah,
nigga,
I'm telling you, everybody goes through it.
If niggas never got fucking bullied in this world, this world would be fucking corny, my nigga.
You really think that, dude?
Yes, my nigga. And we need bullies.
Everybody got bullied in some way.
You need bullies. You need, cause bullies create character, my nigga. That's just at the end of the day.
We said that before.
It's a lot of words. There's a lot of people that are here that wouldn't be who they were if they didn't get fucking bullied. So, I mean, it's somewhat necessary. It's somewhat necessary. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on.
Another interesting thing about the movie is like, excuse me, but they was winning games, winning every game, right? Then they went and won some little tournament. Then they want to go party and shit, chill with the white girls, hang out, jump in the pool. You know what I mean? So the pops goes, he's talking to the old boy's mother. Coach Carter's talking to his son's mother and was like, "Oh, let me go get him real quick so you can explain it." And then they gone, snuck out. You know what I mean? Chilling with the white girls and shit like that, right? So, boom. The taxi guy takes them to the party. Then he tells Coach Carter, "Oh, you looking for your team? I know exactly where they at. Come on." I look at this motherfucker like, damn, you gonna get the double fare? Like, you ain't give a fuck about them, you know, young boys. They was young. They was like 15, 16 years old, 17 years old. I'm getting the double fare, your mother. I'm about this money out here, man. Yeah, like,
okay.
That shit, damn. Snitching is wild out here, man. Snitching is wild. That shit is funny, but.
Man, at the end of the day, man, I think in that situation, it looked like that was basketball was big in that town.
You know? Yeah,
right.
If the coach is out here looking for his team, then you know what I mean? If you end the fucking basketball, that's what's going to end up happening. So,
yeah.
I ain't mad at that. If the cab driver was invested in that team as far as emotionally.
He wasn't.
Yeah, he may have been.
Yeah, he snitched on
him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's be good for them. Go get these niggas because they wilding out here. Them niggas gonna lose the next game. They supposed to be chilling.
Right. I see. Yeah.
If you invested in the fucking game, then you do what you gotta fucking do for the town or whatever. So I ain't mad at that. Yeah, man.
Remind me of
Fuck it.
Need to watch Blue Chips with him.
Yeah.
Ready for that?
Coach Carter. Yeah, shout out to Coach Carter.
Shout out to Coach Carter.
Shout out to Coach Carter.
I was on there.
That's a true story, right?
Based on a true story. Out there in Cali.
There you go.
But
I'm sure he saved a lot of young men's lives out there. So shout out to Coach Carter.
I was looking at it on the Amazon Prime. I had to pay my little $3.99, which is cool. But just fucking with my new Fire Stick. Talking to it, Alexa, go back 15 seconds.
So you just feel like and a it boss?
Go, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I'm sick of your Dr. Evil
Alexa.
Ass. Fucking Dr. Evil ass.
What is this? Alexa. What do you mean? What is this Dr. Evil shit?
Because you got this fucking chair like fucking Dr. Evil.
Oh my God.
This day you fucked up. This day we were chilling. This nigga tried to push a button on the side.
Yeah.
no
fucked
butter.
Up his whole
I
drink.
I talked to Alexa. I say, yo, Alexa, Coach Carter on Amazon Video. She like pulled that. Him up. And she pulled him up.
Like yeah, right.
You don't fuck with Alexa?
No.
At all?
Alexa is the feds.
If you don't think, or if you don't think Alexa is, ain't listening.
Everything going up. You said that
without
so
you saying that bitch's name, she's yeah. listening. That's a fact.
Alexa.
Alexa. Now you
go
think
to Pornhub.
Think she only listens.
Right, exactly.
Go back to the titty shaking.
Go to Pornhub.
They're recording everything.
That's a fact.
But what's crazy is this is my new Fire Stick, Dave. So I just got this shit. So this is my first time.
You got to think. Alexa is always listening for her name. You understand what I'm saying? So she's always listening, regardless. She got to hear her name every fucking time you say her name.
Corn
so she's
everything.
Listening.
You can mess around and be like, Alexa.
Word.
Yeah, play what I said like in 20, like...
I ain't gonna flex. I'll o'clock. Tell Alexa to play some Nipsey. You know what I mean?
And not I'm for nothing.
About, I know.
I'm talking about
you. You know what I was gonna say?
I know.
I'm talking about
it's very similar. You could be talking and then shorty... And she wanna no,
light
I wanna
up.
Talk
she
to
wanna
you.
Light up. Yeah. She wanna no, light
nah,
up.
We don't have time for that.
We got time for that.
They, you know what they should do? They should make you. They should make it available so you could change Alexa's name.
You know what? You know what else? fucked me up about the new Fire Stick I just
you're
got.
Like, yo, my nigga, you call him my my nigga.
My nigga.
He's a former.
Yo, call Moses.
Hey, David.
Don't
Moses.
Tell that former to call me.
Hey, David Moses. What else fucked me up about the new Fire Stick? When the shit came in, I plugged it in and everything. All my information was already ready
of
to
course.
Go.
Why wouldn't it? It's connected like, to your
yeah.
Because
they know you.
Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah, you a part of the system now. Congratulations.
I'm not proud of that. I don't like that.
Well, it's too far.
Fuck Alexa.
Nah, you was all Alexa.
Yeah, but I was. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Go back. Go back 30 seconds.
Tell
on the movie.
Right, but just, you don't want a Tesla. You don't want nobody driving around. Right. You drive. You talking to Tesla.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Alexa, Tesla. That's the same shit.
Hey, fuck you too, Siri. Like, fuck you too, Siri. And I don't even use Siri or nothing on my shit. All right, Alexa, you're done. I ain't talking to you on my
little remote.
You can tell
Alexa, tell me what I said at 2 o'clock. She gonna tell you.
You said, go with the homies at 3 p.m.
Right.
Bitch. You told me. You told Dave to pick up a bottle. Like, what?
Chill out, Dave.
Right. Chill out, Dave.
You fucking said Alexa. We was fussing for 3 hours.
I don't tell Alexa no.
Bitch ass niggas.
Right.
Bitch ass niggas. Bitch ass niggas.
I don't talk to Alexa like that. Chill out, man.
You do.
Alexa, I'm sick of these fucking niggas. They better respect me. I got a topic today.
That's funny. Alexa, come up with a topic for Dirty Water Podcast.
They don't understand.
Bitch can't do that. Bitch, you need it. You better come up with all this shit. You know every goddamn thing else. Come up with a topic.
Shit. Alexa be like,
nigga, please. Y'all niggas is on y'all own. I'm the feds.
Jesus.
Yeah, I'm the feds.
Would
you like to watch Pornhub?
Right. Would you? What's up with you and Pornhub, man? That's the second, third time you said that tonight, it. Man.
Alexa's watching it.
You can. Yeah, it's cool. No, you jack off. It's cool.
No,
it's cool.
Big booty
You're
bitches.
A grown man. It's cool.
Don't get mad at me because you caught now.
Caught about what?
Alexa got you now.
Alexa ain't got shit.
She got shit on
me. All right, Alexa.
All right, whatever. Fuck Alexa.
She gonna make you do shit that you don't want to do.
Take a picture. I'm showing everything.
Text.
Oh, yeah. Alexa start fucking blackmailing.
Yeah, blackmailing. That nigga mad as shit. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Alexa.
Right. Alexa be like, tell me you love me. And they go, what? Alexa, bitch, I'm about to unplug you.
Yeah.
Well, if you unplug the bitch and that bitch still
that bitch
say
on
some
TV.
Shit like,
she be
Dave,
right on TV.
Dave, where do you think I'm going? Right.
Oh, you thought it was a game.
Right.
You thought it was over.
All right.
Okay.
stupid human.
Right. Shut up, nigga. Oh, shit.
Jimmy.
Let's talk about tropical fish, right?
Tropical D's.
Tropical fish. There's a spot out here, right, called Tropical Fish, yes. Right? And y'all know I love to eat.
Sounds like we can get sauce from.
No. Yeah. I'm a Negan. I love to eat. So I ain't no beef, no pork. But I'm going to eat some seafood and I'm going to eat some chicken.
Let's go.
I seen the tropical fish spot. I said, oh, let me check that out. That looks great, right? Yo, I hate these.
I said, let me see a tropical fish pot. It looks delicious.
I thought it was going to be like a little tropical fish plate. You know what I'm saying? That's what I thought.
Tropical fish plate.
That's what I thought. That's okay. How I was feeling. Okay, you know what I mean? I'm like, something different. Okay. You know what I mean? We in the field. We don't get nothing.
A place like honestly, Old Ryan's, okay?
We don't get nothing. I pull up, right? Park the car. Nigga, look at the sign.
Nigga had a bib on. Nigga was ready to eat.
I hate Dave.
Thing was like fish and chips. I can't wait. God.
Tropical fish and chips.
Tropical fish.
So
this nigga made me spit on my goddamn.
The fucking fish spot is a fucking place where you buy actual fish. Where you put in your fucking fish tank?
Right.
You put in your fish tank.
So as soon as you went in there, you just smell pants and shit.
This fucking.
I'm like, so what, y'all in competition with PetSmart? Like, what the fuck is going on out here?
Man, fish tank water.
Look, nah, this is what he did. Oh, I like this fish right here. Can I get this fried?
Can I get this koi fish?
I want this with rice. Brown filet. Rice.
Filet. What about this?
Sir.
This red-tailed catfish.
Sir, we do not do that.
You ain't eat no red-tailed catfish?
No, nigga, you don't eat red-tailed catfish.
No. Not even fried it?
No.
Poison.
So what catfish is we eating?
I get this piranha.
So what catfish is we eating then?
It ain't red tail, nigga. Red tail is in the Amazon.
Know that. Bro. I ain't know.
You eat catfish and shit.
I like to eat catfish.
Can I get this shark? This baby shark right here. I want this nigga over a better, better rice.
I ain't gonna lie.
Cut the piranha tail and keep his mouth.
I was very disappointed.
What about this octopus?
Can I get a rice bowl?
Right. Can I get a rice bowl?
Put the shark on top. Holy shit. I was very disappointed. I ain't gonna lie. I thought I was gonna go in there and get something good to eat, fill my belly up.
This nigga wanted a goldfish sandwich. Y'all want some fried goldfish.
Yeah. Let me get a saute eel with a side of pork rice without the pork.
So y'all don't cook in here? you mean to tell me ain't no grill in here?
This nigga is not cooking nothing, man.
Why this nigga got on an apron? Sir, he gets out the fish.
We should go fishing and give them the fish. Or no, sell them the fish.
Well...
Last time you been fishing, Dave?
Unfortunately, there's no tropical fish
on this North end, Carolina. Right?
Not this end of the world.
Nobody wants it. And he's eating the fish, though.
Last time you been fishing, Dave?
Been a while. I need to go. Been a long time.
You ever wanted to go hunting?
Yo, I thought about going hunting, but I gotta have the fish for hunters.
You gotta have the what?
I gotta have the fish or hunters. I gotta have the white boys. You know how to, you know what I'm saying?
Nah, with
the
niggas paint. Niggas hunt, man. Niggas hunt out here.
Yeah. Some niggas hunt. They don't be hunting, though.
Nah, niggas hunt, man. I'm telling you.
What you gonna go shoot?
We out here.
What you gonna go shoot?
What they shoot? Coyotes.
You gonna
deer.
Coyotes.
Fox.
That's it.
I wouldn't mind. Going hunting. It's just you I don't know if I had the patience for it. You know what I mean? And then I'll be trying to get high and shit. You know, the deer can smell the weed.
Nah, the deer ain't. They can smell it, but I don't think smell it. You think that affects you? Yeah. I wanna be the dude laying up in the tree for hours.
Yeah, that's a fact. That'd be a better place for you if you getting high too.
That's what I'm saying. Smoke go up, right?
Smoke go up. If you on the ground, you trying to get high and walk around, then be like, nah, dude, what the fuck is that? I mean, that's some shower. We're not coming towards that.
I want to be up in a tree with the scope. right on the deer.
Never wrong with that.
What else? What else?
The rabbit. I had a guy that come in New York. He used to go fucking hunting behind my crib and shit with a bow and arrow. He was shooting deer. Okay. You know what I mean? And New York deer is a little bit beefier than y'all niggas deer down here.
Really?
Yeah, because it's colder. So they got to beef up. They eat more because it's colder up there.
Okay, I can understand it.
So they thicker. You know what right, I mean? Right. They, you know what I mean? They got to eat a little bit more. But this nigga, you can't. It's illegal to hunt around residential areas. So, you know what I mean? He came to the crib, and we know him from, you know, from him living up the street and shit. So we like, nigga, as long as you ain't shooting no gun back here, do what the fuck you want to do. So he set up a little stand in the tree behind our crib and shit. Next thing you know, this nigga was dragging a big ass fucking deer. Had that nigga strapped with a harness, had a nigga strapped with his back, fucking dragging this nigga out the fucking woods. It was a big, big ass deer, like a good 250 pound deer.
What did he shoot him with? 12 gauge?
No, nigga. A
rifle?
No, I just said a bow and arrow. He can't shoot with a
fucking bow and arrow.
Yeah, yeah. He an ill nigga.
And I was thinking about getting the bow and arrow because the bow and arrow is
in the neck.
The bow and arrow. I don't know where he shot
him at. Yeah, but yeah, you gotta shoot him somewhere deadly, even in the neck or in the straight through the fucking chest or something. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the nigga ran off for like a couple steps and then he collapsed. Yeah. You know what I mean? He collapsed. It was over. That nigga, he gutted him out there and then dragged his body back up. You know what I mean?
So he gutted him in the woods.
He gutted him. You got gutted him. Because shit.
Because it's fresh?
He'd be a lot, yeah, because it's fresh and he'd be a lot lighter. Quicker. He'd be a lot lighter if you gut him out there. I mean, you gut him out there.
Okay, yeah.
I can see his ass back.
You know he's heavy as hell.
The word. That's at least. That's why they got a little off the nigga.
The little four wheelers, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he ain't had no four wheelers.
I'm
nigga.
Just saying, that's why most of the time.
That nigga had straps. He was pulling that nigga up out of there.
I thought they just throw him on the back of the truck. You know what I mean?
You gotta get him to the truck though.
Right.
He couldn't drive the truck back through the woods and shit. You know what I mean? So you had to drag him out and then put him in the truck.
Do you want
to
gut him?
Huh?
You want to gut the deer?
And it was crazy because I seen a nigga that morning. Mm. I'm out. I had let my dog out, right? So I let my dog out. I'll go out. I'm fucking pissing in the backyard. Think about nothing.
That's disgusting, but go ahead.
I ain't even pissing. It's my backyard. I'm
filthy
in the
nigga.
Backyard.
It's cool.
And I'm looking out in the trees. I'm like, the fuck is this nigga in the tree? There's somebody in this fucking tree. I'm not sure what the fuck it is, but there's something in this fucking tree. So
you need to get gunned, Dave.
Not in New York.
Oh.
So I run back inside and I'm like, yo, who the fuck is this in the street? And then my uncle was like, yeah, that's homie from up the street. He hunting deer and shit.
Yeah.
I was just out there pissing. He might have got a peep show.
Yeah.
It's what it is. I ain't see him out there.
Put the dick back in. I'm trying to hunt.
What? Who shit that?
Oh, shit.
Fuck you, perp.
I promise you, I do want to be the dude laying up in the tree somewhere.
Looking stupid.
Looking through the scope.
Snakes and shit about to cut your ass.
Shoot him right in the left eye. Take him out. Take him out. He's done.
Yeah.
Throw him on the grill.
Ew, now you eat deer.
No, throw him. Come on.
Throw him on the grill.
I'm not eating it.
Go kill a bear.
Yeah.
You ever seen a bear?
Go kill a bear with a knife.
Definitely seen a bear.
No, I'm saying I'm talking about like a bear, like that can actually get to you. Not at the zoo.
Yeah, nigga.
Seen some.
It was a bear in my school, in my fucking elementary school. I mean, they shot that nigga. They shot that shit out
of that. Bam! Mm-hmm. The bear I saw, they ain't shoot that motherfucker, but I seen that motherfucker out there in the country in Turnbull, crossing the road. Said, whoa, where am I at? I'm too far in the country now.
Nigga look at you like, what the fuck?
Nah, he kept running off into the woods. It's cool.
That's what I'm saying. He was like, what the fuck? I got caught.
Oh, man. Let's swing it a little bit. Would you niggas ever be a side nigga? Would you consider being a side nigga?
With that DJ shit.
I'm just saying, man.
Would you? Would you niggas be a, would you? side niggas nigga. Be a side nigga.
Side nigga. Side nigga.
Hey yo.
You be a side nigga?
Fucking stuttering.
Because everybody like a side nigga, I feel like. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you not with shorty. You a side nigga because you mess with somebody else.
So you would be cool being a side nigga?
Back in the day, I ain't had no problem with it because I wasn't interested in shorty like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you should care if you interested. You shouldn't be no side nigga. You should... It's gotta be embarrassed.
But side niggas side don't give a side. Fuck.
Some side niggas do. That's what they understand. Oh. Being a side nigga.
But see, when I look at side nigga, I look at it like if you a side nigga, you're not supposed to give a
in
fuck.
In and out, like yeah. Not your chick. You just going in and out. You know what I'm saying?
I think I
what
would.
What time? 3, 12, 1, 4 Huh? No. No lunch. No. Not bring nothing over condoms, what?
How about, would you?
My mind is telling me no.
Would you be no, a we're not doing that.
No, R. Kelly.
Please.
He was a side
would
nigga.
You be a side nigga to a married woman? That's better. I think that's more interesting. Me personally, no. Me why? Personally, no.
Probably banking.
Me, I'd say no because
she probably banking. Hmm? We gotta know she banking because you just ain't gonna do it.
Well, she a rich white girl, Dave.
Not kissing her.
That just give you anything.
Not kissing it.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I believe in karma.
Mm.
And I would like to get married one day.
Right.
And I know if I found out somebody was piping my queen behind me, you know what I mean, behind my back and shit. I'll probably catch a case.
Okay.
So I don't.
So let's say this.
So I don't even want that type
so
of
so let's say this. What if he's cheating and he know? Huh? Like he don't even care.
Who? Oh, huh? her dude?
Yeah.
Still, I'm not worried about what the fuck they got going on. I'm talking about my karma. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck what they got going on.
But how is it karma if both of them agree to
cause
it?
Because karma is how he feels. Mm-hmm. He's feeling like it's gonna come that way, even though it might not. But he feels that way, so that's how he want to move about it. So fuck it, that's just what it is.
I fucking like it.
Right. Now, if y'all not married or something like that,
fair game.
So it's fair. Not married.
And shorty giving it up
willingly
sounds like that pussy is public. You know, what
I mean,
like with that sign, with that married. No, I can't. You know what I'm saying.
Exactly. Say that again. I ain't hear you, Moses.
That, like he said, with the marriage, no.
No. No.
It's not. No.
Holy word.
It's never worth it.
So you wouldn't.
It's really, I don't care how much you get, it's really never worth it. It's always going to
be. So you saying you wouldn't. Y'all saying y'all would never pipe a married chick if the opportunity occurred?
I'm saying I'm not going for a married chick. Now, if I smash and she tell me she married, I mean, I already smashed already. And then that's some thinking I got to do. Mm.
You leave it alone. It I feel like none. You just leave
okay,
it alone.
Okay, see, look, Dave is filthy, and I like it.
Like, you leave it alone. You can't be like, no, I'm not going to mess with it. And then you, I slept when I didn't know. No, you got to be like, let it go. You know,
but still, like, that would bother me a little bit. Only because
it might be a bad situation. Believe, you
know what I mean? I'm married, so my thing is.
What if, say, like.
If I wasn't. Go ahead.
What if, like, you know what I'm saying, situation happened if you did sleep with that married couple? You might meet somebody later on, and shorty might be old boy cousin. Mm-hmm. Then what you going to, you know what I'm saying? You're going to be like, fuck. And you really like shorty. You know what I'm saying? So, really got to watch that shit. But if you a side nigga and y'all just fucking around, ain't got no, yeah, you a side nigga. Do your thing. Don't get attached. Some side niggas get attached. Yeah. That's my shorty.
You a side nigga. Nah. What the fuck is you talking about?
Shorty got a whole family.
You stupid.
Shaboobie.
I'm not. I'm with Dave and I'm with you, Moses.
Yeah, huh?
I'm not.
Huh?
I don't want the.
Hmm?
I'm not fucking. I wouldn't fuck with a married chick. You know what I mean? For the simple fact that I'm married, so I don't want nobody fucking with mine.
Yeah, well, she was thick for one. With the big bennies.
I mean, but still, mm-hmm. You married.
It's a lot of big bennies.
On top
who's
of that,
hot right now?
Hold up. And then,
hold on. Who's no, bad listen. Right now?
No, listen, though. Hold up. Listen. And then, speaking as a married man, That's a whole different type of anger when if that married man finds out. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I don't even want to piss that nigga. Like, it's a whole different crazy.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, it's a whole different crazy. Like, that nigga coming out to kill you. And it's like, for real. That nigga coming to disrespect you in any kind of way because, like Dave said, you fucking with his queen. Straight up.
Especially if he trying to do the right thing.
That's the other.
But what if it's not a side nigga and shorty trying to get a divorce? Oh, boy, don't want to get
sick. Yeah, I mean, it's situational.
Yeah, it's situational.
You see, sometimes it happens. So what, is he still a side
nigga?
I mean,
what you trying to do? You trying to wife her too?
No, I'm just saying. No, I'm like, if he was a side nigga, she was
like, I'm just trying to get some pussy and shit.
Because sometimes that happens. That's why side niggas get tracked.
But then,
you see what I'm saying? Show you like,
I love you, and I'll leave you. You're like,
when you just trying to get some pussy.
I love her.
It's you. My thing is.
Cuddle.
If I meet shorty.
Cuddle.
If I meet shorty out and I'm trying to get some pussy,
yeah,
I'm not necessarily asking if she got a boyfriend or not. Because one, if she talking to me, if she got a boyfriend,
she moving like she don't.
Right, she moving like she don't. And if I'm gonna move on, I'm not even gonna ask her if she has a boyfriend, because it doesn't.
I can see that.
You know what I mean? But
so it does depend on how the wife is moving.
It depends on how you moving, nigga. If you feel like she's something that you want to keep around, then ask if she got a boyfriend.
You still have, I feel like you still have to ask.
If you're trying to fuck for the night, you know, I don't give a fuck if you got a boyfriend or not. I'm not even going to ask you. Okay, I might even give you a chance to lie to me. Don't lie to me.
Right.
I'm not going to ask you that.
But just do this and keep it going.
Right, boom.
Right.
You giving that pussy up tonight?
Right.
Oh, you are. Thanks.
So I ain't got to see you tomorrow?
Right. Boom.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that. Goddamn Dirty Water Podcast. This motherfucker episode 52. He lit in this bitch. New studio, bitch. And Moses is rolling the backwoods.
Yeah, you don't like him.
Fuck the backwoods.
Don't fucking smoke.
Man.
No, he's crying. Huh?
How'd you feel that time you was a Minuteman, Moses?
Crying.
You ain't cry. Come on, you ain't cry. You ain't cry.
It was just like, if it's a minute, man, I feel like you can have your minute, man.
How many strokes was that minute, man?
First of all, don't ask me how many strokes.
I don't even know.
How many strokes I put in
before
I timed out.
I didn't count. If you a minute, man, how's you counting? I wasn't in the count.
This nigga trying to count my strokes. Like, no, nigga, don't count my strokes.
Like, what?
Nigga, what?
So
nigga, ask me how many strokes
I
have.
No.
Come on, guys. What are we doing?
Now I'm trying to figure out.
Yo, how many strokes?
Pause. No, I'm sorry.
I feel like you trying to use me for an experiment. You know what I'm saying?
So what did you do?
Right.
Did you grab your balls tighter? Did it make it fucking work? Because I need help.
Yeah.
My shit is just speak, 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 speak.
Grab your balls tighter. It's crazy. That's wild.
That's hilarious. I'm a fucking genius.
All right.
Hold on.
I'm a fucking genius. I don't care, Dr. Evil. I'm fucking genius.
Why do you call me Dr. Evil?
Because your chair look like Dr. Evil. No. You tried to push a button yesterday. You didn't have no button on your fucking chair.
Oh,
you remember he knocked on shit.
Nigga knocked the cup over and shit. Bro.
You suck.
Audience, you see how these niggas change when we get the new studio? Yeah,
you see how they change.
How they do that?
You
change.
See how you change?
I ain't
change.
I'm chilling.
Ain't shit.
I ain't changed. I'm chilling.
New socks, new chair.
I'm wearing the same.
Ain't shit changed. The joke always been on you, my man.
That's sad. Why you always come at me?
You been crying this last time.
We was talking about being a Minute Man. Because
how you felt when you was a Minute Man, Moses?
I felt like shit.
That's a fit knack. You know what I mean? First of all, I'm going to tell you how I felt, because y'all niggas is dragging this shit along.
No, I'm just going to say.
Ain't feel like shit, because I get the second one next time.
Hey, man. Like, it ain't no like minute, man. It's like,
you
know, oh, man, shit,
you gotta focus on
right
the comeback. You heard?
Yeah,
you gotta
ass
focus on the get back.
Yeah,
you heard?
Shorty had that ass.
But you know, on some real shit, word.
She had
on some
that
real
ass
shit.
On happens, some real shit.
On some real shit. It, usually, the shit happens when
you too excited.
It's either you too saucy. You know what I mean? You too saucy. Shorty got that fire.
Mm.
Or it's, like you say, you too excited.
You're too excited.
So I think in order to prevent that is you pregame.
Go in there not giving a fuck, man.
Not go over there.
Go in there not giving a
I'm
fuck.
I'm saying either you pregame, it depends on if you backed up or not. If you backed up, you do it yourself before you go on that date. You know what I mean? You get that first one out the way.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You teaching the young men, Dave. You teaching the young men. Go ahead. Go ahead. I like it. Go ahead.
I've been there.
Go ahead, I like it.
Now, you know what I mean, you either got a pregame real nice, rub you out one, or you know what I mean, just calm your little horny ass down first of all. And then sometimes, shorty got that fire, you know what I mean. Yeah, you know what I mean. So you just got to get that first one off and focus on.
You better
the
take control. Don't let shorty fuck, because some shorties fuck you up.
Yeah,
they'll talk to you, have you off again. Oh! Mm-hmm. And then you know what I'm saying?
Hold on. Too like, many damn sound effects. Hold on. Too many sound effects.
Oh!
No, don't do that. No, no.
Tell me about no fucking sound. Oh!
Okay.
Fuck out of here with
that. I'm telling you.
I am Moses!
I tell you, they changed with this new studio. I swear to God.
But, you know, at the end of the day, I'm about too old to care about that shit right now.
Nobody cares.
Man, I don't give a fuck about that shit. You know
so
I mean?
You don't want to please the chick?
Yeah, of course. But if it don't happen, it don't happen. I had to happen in the morning.
See, I've had it where I caught that mini man trying to please her, and it was like, oh shit, I fucked up.
Ooh.
Hope it don't go somewhere else. Like, you know what I mean? That type of feeling. Like, you know what I mean? And then I've had it where it's like,
you play
I
off.
Don't give a fuck. I'm going to sleep well at night.
You played off.
Like, you know what I mean?
Think you just fell asleep. Oh.
I don't go to sleep. This pillow's nice. Like,
are you asleep?
I'm just saying. So, you know.
More of the story is, women, you got to be more understanding. You know what I mean? We go through a lot of shit during the day. I mean, now if the nigga is hyping himself up and then he falls short,
ooh,
that's on us.
Ooh,
because we, you know, we do that from time to time.
Fellas, never hype yourself up.
There you go.
Fellas, if you want the W, if you want the W,
the key is
that's why they have it. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
You undertook your ability.
Never
so,
again.
So when you show out, yeah, I mean, it looked like you doing something. Yeah, man. Yo, shout out to all my premature ejaculation niggas out there.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it happens. What's wrong with that?
Nah. At least get it in. Don't just.
I mean, it happens.
You ain't pull you out. Be, oh, God.
Don't be embarrassed, man. It happens, man.
No. Never happened to me in the pants.
In the pants?
Yeah, nigga, I'm talking about before he even get it. Oh,
yeah, no.
She ain't even just rub on you yet.
Oh.
Well, you cool, y'all cool with y'all woman if she was to wear less clothing? Huh? Y'all cool with y'all woman if she was to wear less clothing? A lot of leg out, a lot of cleavage out.
My woman? No, I don't want nobody drooling over my woman.
But I'm saying, what if you're in a hot area, though?
The witty's
that's
outfits.
Fine.
What if the weather's...
If the weather permits it, that's fine. I mean, what do you mean, less clothing? What do you mean? What are you saying?
I just said, like...
What I'm saying is...
More revealing.
Okay. What do you mean, more revealing?
If
it's hot, then do that. But if it ain't hot and you still got your titties out, like, no. Come on, it ain't hot no more.
So you cool with your woman being a two-piece at the beach?
That's fine. We're at the beach.
Like, I feel like you had to be.
I'm just saying, niggas is insecure. I didn't know what kind of room I was in. I was just asking. That's all.
Yo, if your shorty is bad, then your shorty.
You gotta expect it.
Yeah, you gotta expect.
You gotta expect it.
You know, anybody got time for that shit? I ain't that type of insecure. You know what I mean? If you want an ugly bitch, get you an ugly bitch that nobody gonna look at. That's it.
I'm with that.
Are you done?
And shout out to the ugly bitches.
Are you fucking done?
I'm done.
Go ahead, Moses. What's up?
Nah.
How you feeling?
Right, though.
Nah, he right.
Nah, I'm going to explain my version. Everybody know, like, clothes change up, right? Everybody change up. Mm. So, especially in summertime, wintertime. Like, wintertime, it's more covered up for the ladies. Where I worry about is, like, summertime. That's when it's like,
them legs out.
But I can't be, but sun, she, I can't be mad if she looks good.
Especially got a big booty.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, it's a way to look good and like classy, and it's a way to look like slutty. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Like, I don't want to see the on my lady, excuse me. I don't want to see the dark meat of your butt cheeks out. You know what I mean? You got shorts on, I can see the dark meat. You know that dark meat underneath the cheeks.
Yeah.
Like,
but
that dark meat up.
Well, that's
basically
so. What
you showing all up? Basically, you about half neck. Right. You basically got a picture with like, damn. Right.
But what if? But okay, what if? Okay, I understand what y'all saying. But what if it's out? But that's for looks. But you can't touch.
What you mean for looks?
You can't touch.
I'm just what did I just tell you?
I just said I don't want her dressing like that. That's what I said.
What I just tell you? I mean. I just said, like, if some girls know how to do that. Like,
that's for looks and don't touch. Saying. Might as well have your bitch walking around here naked. That's for looks. Don't touch.
Don't touch.
Okay. You with that?
I'll punch you face.
Yeah. Why? I'll punch your face. I don't know.
I wouldn't even come around you. Like, so I'm not coming
it might be
around.
A double standard. So what? That's what it is.
Nah.
Ladies,
man.
If you're looking for something. If you're looking for a husband, you know what I mean? Right, I don't know.
I ain't with that. I thought about it, think about it.
You know what I'm saying? You think about you know like what? Some stuff you is like.
I'm going to say this. The moral of the story is there's somebody out there for everybody. You know what I mean? So if you like showing your ass, there's a nigga out there that don't mind you showing your ass. You know what I mean? So do what you got to do to get what you want.
Where do y'all see y'all legacy when y'all pass, man? Where y'all see y'all? Wait, what y'all trying to leave behind?
What do you want? What I want my legacy to be?
Yeah. Moses.
Yo, I want you to be like, yo, I'm around Moses, man. Yo, he brought it out of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? He brought the best out of me. Like, you know what I'm saying? Funniness. Somebody you can talk to. You know what I'm saying? Chill with. Good friend. Family. Not even friend, family. Don't even look at you. There's no friend, family. As I always say. Because my niggas is family. I don't call you friends. You know what I'm saying? That's all like leaving something behind, especially for the kid. Just think about new stuff. You know what I'm saying?
But when you say something behind, leaving what though? Like, would you feel like that something could, like,
anything I'm starting up on, like, think about some things, but if I start off, it's going to be something he can go on with or not. Cause I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like some people always feel like, oh, I want my son to do what I'm doing, but they might want to do something else. It'd be too much pressure. You know what I'm saying? Just like, if somebody did rap, they feel like they got to rap, but they might not be a rapper. They might be something else. Might be a designing clothes or, you know what I'm saying, a shoe clerk. You know what I'm saying? It's something else you could do. You know what I'm saying?
So, right.
That's the way I feel. I want my legacy to be crazy. Like, damn, that was that nigga. And know my bullshit, too. Because I'm not all the way good. There's going to be some bad stories. Not that bad, though.
Somebody to learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, just learn from my mistakes like a good ass, you know what I'm saying, biography. Just don't be like, damn.
That's how I looked at my legacy. I just want everybody around me, from my closest friends, from my closest family, from my children, to even my enemies. learn from me. You know what I mean? Because I know I'm different, and I feel like I'm a trendsetter. I don't go with the flow. I don't follow shit. I do everything how I want to do shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So move like that. You ain't got to do what everybody else is doing. Doing what everybody else is doing is copping the same pair of Jordans.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't got to do that. You know what I mean? You can rock Adidas, Reeboks. You know what I'm saying? Type shit. So just move how you want to move. Okay. That's what I put on my son. You know what I mean? Like, he said he want to go to the NBA. All right, well, go outside and shoot a jump shot every day. I mean, you say you want to be a rapper, a producer. All right, well, learn your words. You know, first learn your words and then start learning patterns with drums.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
come learn, like, especially my son, too. I feel what you're saying. Like the background of music, how to, you know what I'm saying?
Where it comes
rhymes,
from.
Yeah. How you supposed to spit. If you really want to do this, just go ahead and do it. Just don't be saying you want to do it because you've seen the video.
Hmm?
And you think it's easy.
Hmm? What about you, Dave? You got a legacy? Or what you want to leave behind, rather? You different.
You different, nigga.
I am. I like that.
Putting out backwoods smoking, bitch.
Man, fuck them backwoods. They ruin that raw paper. That shit look beautiful.
Bitch.
I hope.
Let's speak of that mic, man.
Hopefully, when I leave here, I would have a child. And I would like to, I would like to leave my wisdom with somebody that I've, you know, that I've created. And I'm not really the activist type, so I'm not sure if I'm interested in making a difference in the world. I don't know. You know what I mean? I don't know if I'm concerned about myself.
I don't think it's that you don't know. I think, like, somebody do give you the opportunity.
I haven't found my
purpose. I don't think he
took
his brain that far yet.
I haven't found my purpose yet. You know what I mean?
But I'm just saying, if somebody gave you the opportunity, I feel like you would take it. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I haven't found my purpose yet. So I don't know. I don't know what the hell I'm put on this earth. On this earth for, but you know, hopefully
you here to hold me down, nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Here to bring me up, man. Mm-hmm. When I'm down, you bring me up, dog.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That's what you here for.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck you talking about. Mm-hmm. If anybody fuck with my man, I'm gonna fuck you up.
I appreciate that. I don't even like you though.
Dirty water.
But you know, we'll see how it go though. Man, I wish the best for me and everybody at this table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See how it go.
Right. But yo, fellas, this episode will be released on Thanksgiving 2019. It's Thanksgiving, man.
What's your favorite part about Thanksgiving, man?
What's mine? The dressing. Like, I don't know. I just love that different kind of dressing, man. That shit
I never heard nobody say that.
Like,
right.
The dressing.
Yeah. The dressing?
Yeah, because, you know, they put that sausage, that pork in there. Okay. You know what
I'm not fucking with that pork. Yeah. I don't care.
You like stuffing. Okay.
Yeah, stuffing, turkey.
Okay.
And the
that's
fried turkey.
Dressing.
I hate stuffing.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
What's up?
I fucks with stuffing.
I hate stuffing.
Hold on.
That shit does not taste good to me.
Stuffing.
That's crazy.
Stuffing does not taste good to me.
Pies.
What you, Moses, since he don't like stuffing, what you like? You like stuffing inside the...
Fuck stuffing.
Inside the turkey or pan stuffing?
You like pan stuffing.
You like pan stuffing with the crust.
No stuffing.
Man. I know what you like.
That shit, I know what you like.
That shit was fire.
Especially with that turkey.
Yeah, you don't like stuffing. You different.
I told y'all niggas I'm different. Fuck stuffing. I don't like the way that tastes.
What else about Thanksgiving that you enjoy?
Family. I enjoy seeing family, conversating, eating with each other, talking shit, laughing, drinking, doing what we doing, sour.
I remember when one Thanksgiving, I think your pops and his brother got into a fight on the porch up there.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I think it was, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was Gerald Wayne, Uncle Wayne, and OG.
Shit, I
don't remember that.
I don't remember that, but I remember a time when they got in a fight.
Somebody got pushed through the fucking screen. Oh, screen. You remember that?
No, I don't remember. Yeah. Talk about it.
All I remember is somebody got pushed through the screen. They was arguing about some shit. Niggas was drunk.
Rest in peace, Uncle Joe.
Somebody got shoved through the screen. Grandma came out. She said one word. She said, "All right, that's it." And everybody in the fucking house stopped and shut the fuck up. It was crazy. Even if she yelled that shit out on the porch, niggas in the house stopped. The TV went on mute.
I feel like I'm supposed to know about
everything.
This. I don't remember that shit? I don't remember, but I feel like I'm supposed to know about it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. Good times.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Uncle Jay Wayne.
Yeah, you know. Brothers getting drunk and tussling a little bit.
Yeah, I remember
that's
time.
Family right there. That's love. A little love tussle.
No, they got into it. They was always getting into it.
Yeah, they was like right behind each other, I believe.
Yeah.
Right behind each
other. They were.
In age.
Shout out to OG, man. Motherfucking. What we doing, though? We got that red snapper in there. Throwing that on the grill. Talking about frying the turkey. I ain't doing that stuff in no
fucking. Probably gonna get some rabbit.
Oh, he's talking about get the rabbit. We ain't gonna do the deer though.
I don't wanna see none of it.
We're gonna save the deer we gonna have a deer, but since we ain't having too many people coming, we gonna do the deer for summer. Put in the freezer and put it for summer.
That what y'all decided?
Like that, Dave. You feeling some type of way over there?
Nah, it's fine. I don't feel like cooking that bitch anymore.
You don't feel like doing nothing. The wine, we about to dump the wine out.
I think that shit need to sit a little bit.
You think so?
I don't think it's strong enough.
Yeah. That shit. Ain't gonna see it no way, man.
That shit tasted to me.
It tastes good. It ain't strong enough, though, is what I'm saying.
Needs to be lit.
Pretty water is fucking spoken, man. God damn, man. I'm so here thinking.
Yeah, we got wine and all that. Listen, we're going to put it on the market soon. Don't worry, it's coming. Dirty water wine, you heard?
About to get the fucking, get the shirts and shit, get the cups and merch. Shit. Y'all niggas went Christmas shopping yet?
About to start. Nope. Man. I should have been winning every time like some shit. Mm-hmm. But this month, this month went by fast though.
That's a fact.
It went by fast. Like, I don't care what nobody say.
I'm usually late on the Christmas shopping. Do it like on the 21st. But I ain't doing none of that. Fuck Christmas. My kids ain't getting shit. Son birthday's coming up. We talking about going to wrestling. SmackDown. Fuck all that. Fuck Christmas. I'm tired of these motherfuckers trying to make me spend money. I ain't spending money for y'all to get rid of shit at the end of the year and then get ready for 2020. I know what the fuck's going on.
Black Friday.
Not even that, though. That's why Christmas is at the end of the year.
Christmas is just to make a nigga broke. Broke.
No, it's just to get rid of
holidays to make it broke.
It's to get rid of everything to get the next year started. So fuck Christmas.
That's why you think Christmas is at the end of the year?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think Christmas was around before consumerism, if that's the word.
Think so?
But yeah, they
still kill niggas.
They designed Christmas around capitalism and all that good stuff.
Yeah, bro.
No wrong with that.
Should be going up. Shit be on sale.
And then that's the funny part. Shit don't be on sale. Niggas raise the prices a little bit.
Throughout the year.
Yeah.
Throughout the year. And then they drop it down a regular price.
At the end of the year.
At the end of your regular price. And you think you're getting a deal.
Exactly.
And you're doing the same shit.
Fucking deal.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. They ain't getting me no more. I sold for them. Fuck that. And I'm not letting my, I told my son, don't worry about none of that Santa Claus shit. We ain't believing none of that shit.
Nigga, and, first of all, that little nigga is too old to be worried too.
No, but I'm telling, I'm not even going to put it on my daughter though. Mm. My daughter's 3. I ain't even going to put it on her. Ain't no Santa Claus. Fuck all that.
That's for you.
Fuck all that. It's bullshit.
Not wrong with that.
So we ain't doing it.
Ain't nothing wrong with keeping kids' innocence too. You know what I mean? It's all good to not believe in that, but just like you learn that shit ain't real, you could teach your kids that shit ain't real with celebrating and be like, yo, listen,
nah,
we brought this, blah, 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 blah.
That's
how'd
why
you,
I'm looking
how'd
at
your parents do it?
I had to find out through a cousin that Santa Claus wasn't real.
That Santa Claus wasn't real?
Yeah.
I feel sorry for you.
Yeah, I ain't shit. I'm just being real. But then, what I'm saying is I'm not even gonna introduce Santa Claus to my daughter, period.
What'd you tell your parents?
No, I asked them, I was like, yo, is Santa Claus real? And she was like, they was like, oh, you found out. Mm-hmm. Like when the whole time it's like you ain't even had to lie to me. That's how I'm looking at it. So I'm not lying to my kids. I'm not putting that off on my kids.
Nah, I had opened up one of my gifts.
Some kids ain't as advanced as you are, you know what I mean? As you were. It's good to leave kids innocent sometimes, you know what I mean?
Hear from your daddy.
I'm not saying baby kids. I'm just saying leave them innocent, you know what I mean? Like, let him be a fucking kid.
Just let him be a kid.
You know what I mean? Let him be a fucking kid.
No, what I'm saying is I don't want to lie to him.
That's fine.
That's my thing. Well, I got a lot of my kid.
You the Santa. She don't know who Santa is. That's all the thing is.
Yeah, but then I got to say some guy people coming down a chimney. That's not going to... But that's what's going to be... That's what they going... But that's what's going. She's going to see. When she's going to school.
Some metaphor.
Running her classmates and all that type of shit.
You Santa Claus. You transfer the Santa Claus through the chimney. It's your house. Nah, it's a metaphor.
Like I said, it's all about how you teach your kid. You can teach your kid it's not real.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can teach your kid it's a tradition. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's all about how you teach your kid. You know what I mean?
Some kids are going hard. They was like, I don't care what you say.
Your kids is going to believe whatever you teach them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to lie to them. I'm going to say Santa Claus ain't real. And when I ain't got to do all that. We ain't got to do all that shit. My kids going to get what they're going to get throughout the year anyway. I asked my son, I was like, what you need for Christmas? He was like, I don't even know what I really want like that. Maybe a game or two. But at the end of the day, it's more so like I'm going to get him some clothes, some sneakers, because that's what he really need. And then everything else is just bonus shit.
To me, Christmas now, like, I see my parents.
Are you
going to
get a fucking tree?
Do you remember that?
My wife said she putting up the tree. I don't want to, but she's, you know, I'm moving with it because that's, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. I think it's a little confusing.
I'm with that, Dave. Because confused. I'm saying we don't need that neither. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying that. So
do it. You know what I mean? Mm. Cut all that shit out.
Mm.
I'm saying now with
the she'll hear this episode.
A tree and then say there's no Santa Claus. I mean, you could say there's no Santa Claus. Like I said, I ain't have no problem saying there's no Santa Claus. You know what I mean? Like, yo, we're buying you this. This is the tradition around fucking Christmas.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's about giving. The whole season is about giving. Thanksgiving, Christmas, it should be more about giving than receiving presents. So if you fucking instill that in your kids, like, listen, around this time, you should give it back. Whether it's not about receiving. I know you want this fucking gift. You know what I mean?
Right.
You see somebody that's a little bit less fortunate than you.
Oh, no, I'm definitely, that's my thing. I want to instill that, you know, just just acknowledge what goes on with that. You know what I mean?
And not lying to them.
Right.
I respect that.
Yeah, for real. Acknowledge it, but listen, like, you don't have to move that way.
Right.
You know what I mean? But you see what's going on with them. Let them do what they do.
You gotta break your kids from the fucking the cycle these days. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Society.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bullshit.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it with my kids. And I don't know how much longer I'm going to be on this earth. So I got to make sure they understand what the fuck I'm saying to them, because I'm just going to give them the real. Period. Yeah. If ain't nobody else, it's I am. Because I brought y'all here. So. Mm-hmm. That's just how I look at shit. And shout out to Moses, Lil Jeff. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. But, you
Lil
know.
Moses.
Right. Lil Moses, Lil Lexington.
Mm-hmm.
And Lil Moses.
They always be shooting this shit, doing with it.
The future.
Yeah.
The little KJ.
I be loving
this
it. Yeah.
The little Chris is on. I promise. All you getting is
I love it, but I love to see it. Like, I seen the generation coming up and they just laughing and being happy together and balling together. And you know what I mean? Like, I love it. I'm with it.
That's what's up.
Lil Keems.
It's about to be lit.
All I know is that it's about to get some damn clothes and maybe a few games. He ain't getting all this damn sports shit.
Clothes, man. Get him clothes.
But see, he in the age now. Like, yeah, he just clothes. Want clothes. You know what I'm saying?
He trying to be cool.
Or your phone. You on a phone.
That's trying to be cool.
Ain't cool.
Well, listen, man. This is Dirty Water, man. Dirty Water Podcast, episode motherfucking 52. Can I get to the Dirty Dope of the Week? We're going to get the fuck out of here. Cool with that. I'm going to fuck around and fuck with my nigga Tone Adams on this Set It Off record. I'm keeping the East Side tonight. And let's go, man.
I'm about to set it off. Like a bad ass boost. I'm about to set it off. My bitch shoot like Vivica. She about to set it off. On an ounce pack of bounce back, I need to get it off. TWC tripping, they say they gon' shut it off. I got a whole lot of children, I can't be fucking off. Remember, I ain't had shit, a lot of y'all cut me off. I'm just trying to chase a bad nigga, I can't be fucking off. Riding around with a bad bitch, I don't even fuck with y'all.
Hey, Mike Jackson off the fucking wall, bought my Vans off the fucking wall. Online nigga, fuck them all. Got them birds, call me Butterball. All my life, all I wanted was an AP and a fucking cross. Used to ride through Campbell Avenue, I was trying to drop my cousin off. He was trying to pick a pound up, I was trying to get an ounce of it. I'm from the east side of town, cuz we put that shit from the ground up. All the whip and that bitch mounted up. Nah, I just fuck out of town, sluts. Had to hang up on the ass yesterday, cause that bitch kept on fucking my count up. Like 100, 200, 300, who won it? Shake some, move some. Nigga, don't tweet, do some. You can stop with all that stunt, nigga. Cause you ain't finna do nothing. Chain so gruesome. Shoes cost two some.
Like a bad ass booster. I'm about to set it off. My bitch shoot like Vivica. She about to set it off. Bought an ounce pack of bounce back. I need to get it off. TWC tripping. They say they gon' shut it off. I got a whole lot of children. I can't be fucking off. Remember, I ain't had shit. A lot of y'all cut me off. I'm just trying to chase a bad nigga. I can't be fucking off. Riding around with a bad bitch. I don't even fuck with y'all. It's that recipe, bankroll. Long live Bruno. Just put a bankroll on a new two-door.
Come here.
Used to stay off Wolver Road, dirt road Julio.
Come here.
My plug look like Rubio, drugs in the studio.
Yeah.
Pacquiao, Pacquiao.
Yeah.
Back him down, back him down.
Back.
Graduated back. From the creek.
Yeah.
Now I get capped without the gun.
Yeah.
My first scrap was hammered down.
Sheesh.
Trapping out of Granite House.
Damn.
Had a bunch of niggas standing around. I was trying to hold the family down.
Okay.
100 racks on your favorite rapper.
Go.
Internet niggas don't matter. I diss you, you made it. You diss me, I'm flat. I am EO's captain. Don't come around here capping.
Don't do it.
Everybody around me strapped. Wait, everybody around me scrapping. Like a bad ass boost. I'm about to set it off. My bitch shoot like Vivica. She about to set it off. Bought an ounce pack of bounce back. I need to get it off. PWC tripping. They say they gon' shut it off. I got a whole lot of children. I can't be fucking off. Remember, I ain't had shit. A lot of y'all cut me off. I'm just trying to chase a bad nigga.
I can't be fucking up. Ride around with a bad bitch, I don't even fuck with y'all.
I told you niggas I was gonna keep it East Side. That's my nigga East Side Bone.
What?
Set It Off. Episode motherfucking 52 of the motherfucking Dirty
Love.
Oh shit. I ain't mean to do that. I'm sorry. That was me more East Side shit. I'm sorry. Creep for kids. What's up? You know what I mean? Honestly.
914, what up?
Hey.
Yeah.
How y'all feeling? Y'all good, man? Y'all good?
I'm good, man.
Are we getting the fuck out of
here? Let's get out of here.
Gotta get the fuck out of here. I'm tired. Dirty Water motherfucking podcast, episode motherfucking 52. Yep.
Moses.
Word. Can you please?